Hi, and welcome to Teaching and Learning, the Lived Experience with me, Lorraine Smith. So this is just a brief introduction to my lived experience approach to teaching and learning. So full disclosure, I'm starting from the perspective that all of us who work in education are doing the very best we can in the situations that we find ourselves in at any moment in time. So working in education has always been challenging to some extent, but this is with my lived experience of 30 years working in mainstream and special schools. I've worked in primary and secondary. I've worked in advisory services and in universities as a lecturer, mentor, and supporting SENCOs, trainee teachers, and early career teachers. So with all that experience, I can definitely say that the job has never been harder. Now, you've probably clicked on this because you are an educator, because you work with children. You may be a teacher, you may be training to be a teacher or an early career teacher, or somebody more experienced or a leader. You may be a member of support staff, or you might work in some other capacity within a school or other educational setting. Now, there's lots of information on teaching and learning, which is such a broad title, but my focus is the lived experience of you, the educator. Day in, day out, we work, we strive towards getting the best outcomes for our pupils. Policies come and get developed, and curriculum comes and goes, all with the pupil in mind. But the key fact is that unless we are in a sense of well-being, unless we are flourishing, then we are really working on empty, and our impact for pupils is minimised by our lack of well-being. So what I'm going to be looking at in my podcasts is the three areas that we have as a common core that I believe are the most demanding and potentially the most challenging. So the first is looking at the professional standards that we are all trained to meet and that we need to meet consistently throughout our careers. The second is the fact that we all have an active role in the teaching and learning process, and that we do have an expectation put upon us to plan, deliver, and assess learning to some extent. And finally, the fact that we're all part of these educational communities where we do need to be implementing multiple, often changing policies. In my podcast, I work on the principle that there's always a next step to be taken to develop in our practice, but that the step has to match the capacity that we have at any given time. So if you're looking for educational discussion, for support reflecting on your practice, for guidance on the next steps that you could take to develop, and if you're looking for clarity based on doable actions and a total avoidance of information overwhelm, then join me, Lorraine Smith, and tune into weekly episodes of Teaching and Learning, the Lived Experience, sponsored by TeachAbout.